This is Molly and Billy.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for this couple. I thank you, Lord God, that I just see missions all over them, Lord God. I just see you going, you want to reach other cultures. You want to reach other people. You want to go beyond where you've been. You have such a cry and a hunger for the Lord and for the deep things of God within you. And you really prayed about this. This was not just something that you know, because of his good looks or her good looks. I see that you really prayed about this, and you really wanted to go places in God. And because of that, God is going to take you far beyond that which you could even think or hope or imagine. He's going to blow your mind. I just see missions all over you. You're not just local ministry. You are kingdom ministry. You are global. You are national, international. He's going to take you places, not only geographically, but even spiritually. For you are well matched. You are really well matched. And I would not, I don't say that. I'm not, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The scripture the Lord gave me before you even stepped up here was found in Psalm 2, verse 8. Ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as thine inheritance, and the very ends of the earth as your possession. What the Lord is saying, ask. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. And he also gave me the scripture in Hosea. Hosea 6, therefore I have hewn them in pieces by the prophets, I have slain them by the words of my mouth. God's going to lead you into some situations that will require the prophetic unction in you to stand up and come against demonic forces. The discerning of spirits is a gift God is giving you. The gift of prophecy is not just a small gift. You must prophesy. You must prophesy. You must prophesy. He's making it very clear that you are to prophesy. He will show you how. He will teach you. If you will seek daily for that prophetic gift, it is going to get stronger, stronger and stronger. And some of those things that have troubled you, it's because you're discerning a spirit. And the Lord says, learn how to use the sword in your mouth to come against that spirit. Learn how to see what is going on behind the scenes, not just what is seen in the natural. For the Lord is calling you to move in a realm of the spirit where that calls for warriors of a stalwart heart. And I'm speaking to both of you in this. Warriors with a stalwart heart to see beyond that which seems on the surface to be one way, and you'll find underneath there's a whole nother message. It's like an iceberg that only has, I believe it's 1/8 of the surface above the water, and the rest of it's hidden below. God is calling you to dive deep to that which is underneath, so you can begin to untangle the things that have locked people up or have locked up cities or have locked up people groups. But he will teach you how to do this. And the Lord also says, stay close to some godly counsel. You're going to need to have godly counsel around you to strengthen you. And have fun. I believe Eleanor mentioned fun in her word, and I really felt that was an important word for you. You must be able to laugh when you begin to see some things that are real hard and will break your heart. But Jesus said he had his heart broken on the cross for you, and he paid the price for you, and he will be there in every single situation. You will not be alone. You will not be alone. You will not be alone. He will not leave you comfortless, but His hand will be with you to direct you. You can count on Him. He is faithful. When others have been unfaithful, He will never leave you.
Billy and Molly, as I was looking at you, it's like what I saw is I saw these boots, and you both had the boots on. And as you were walking, they began to change in different terrain. They would change, and there were some times when you're walking up a mountain, it's like studs came out of the bottom, and it helped you to get up a mountain, and even where there was snow and ice, it gave you traction. But then I saw at times when you were stomping on a serpent and those studs came out and you were stomping on the serpent. And what I was hearing God say is that He is equipping you spiritually to step on the head of spiritual serpents, to step on the enemy and to overcome the enemy, not only for yourself, but for nations. And it's like I saw you, the two of you standing together, and it was raining, and you had this like tarp, and you were holding it out so you wouldn't get wet. And somebody came along and just made room for the tarp, and somebody else came along and you made room for them. And as you made room, and as you wanted to get other people and give them covering, the tarp just began to expand and expand and expand. And then it became a roof. And then it became a house. And then it became a building. And then it became a complex. And in the years and the decades to come, you will see God do miraculous things for you and through you. And right now I just proclaim over this couple riches, the spiritual riches that you have for them. I just say, be released right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, that it's not only just the spiritual riches, but I just release the finances for world travel. I just proclaim mass finances to be released to this couple, Father, over the years. God, I just proclaim this, Lord God, that they would see beyond, Father, in the days and the months and the years to come. Lord, I thank you, God, for giving them forward vision. Father, that you will show them places where to go and also those places where not to go. I thank you, Lord God, that you will give them that wisdom. I proclaim that now in Jesus' name.